Good afternoon. I'm calling the Senate Transportation Committee to order at 1:30 p.m. Today is Thursday, March 28th. Today we have present Senator Wilson, Senator Keel, and myself, Chair Hughes. Senator Machicki has a bill up in Labor and Commerce, and we hope he will join us soon, and Senator Schauer's on his way as well. Thank you to Carrie Cooper-Ryder, Doug Bridges, and Amy Bushnell for assisting us today. Please remember to silence or turn off your cell phones. We have two items on the agenda, Senate Bill 75, Commercial Vehicle Licensing Requirements, and Senate Bill 84, naming the Trooper Gabe Rich Memorial Bridge. We'll be taking back up SB 75, that's the Commercial Vehicle Bill, and we'll open and close public testimony. And then if it is the will of the committee, I would like to move that bill out today. We'll be taking up SB 84, the bridge bill, for the first time and hear from the bill sponsor and take public testimony. Just to remind the committee and those of you listening at home, we brought up SB 75, an act relating to a license to drive a commercial motor vehicle last Thursday, March 21st. We heard a description from the sponsor and took invited testimony. Today, I'd like to offer the public the chance to weigh in. And I understand Aves Thompson is interested in weighing in again as well. So I will now open public testimony for SB 75. And I see we have Don Etheridge in the room. Come up to the table, Don. Welcome to Senate Transportation. Please state your name for the record and proceed with your testimony. And before you begin, let the record reflect that Senator Schauer has joined us.
Thank you, Madam Chair. My name is Don Etheridge. I'm with the Alaska AFL-CIO, and I'm here to testify in support of HB 75. A lot of our apprenticeship training programs, our apprentice have to have their CDL in the first 2,000 hours of their program in order to advance. And when they get started with that and they get their 2,000 hours and they can't move to the next step without that CDL and without being able to take the test, they're kind of locked into a certain spot for some of them as high as a year before they can advance to the next step of their apprenticeship program. And we think this is a good move in the right direction to help advance that. And the in a previous life, I worked with at-risk youth for almost a dozen years, and I think this would also help with those folks that they don't see a reason to complete high school, and I think that any kind of a job opportunity that we can offer to them will keep them out of the trouble and keep them off the streets, and I think this is a step in that right direction. And I found out that a lot of times if you show them what real work is like out on the street, they go back to school and get their diploma, so they don't have to do that kind of stuff anymore. So anyway, thank you.
Thank you for your testimony. Mr. Etheridge, do you happen to know, I don't recall if this came up last meeting, in order for an 18-year-old or is whatever we set the bottom number, does that person have to have a high school diploma in order to take the test?
No, not to take the test. They just have to have be able to pass the test, and it's a rigorous test. It's not an easy test to pass. So if you can't do high school type work, you're not going to pass that test. It's pretty intense to pass the test. So.
Thank you.
In our apprenticeship programs, they're required to have either a GED or diploma, and we will work with them to get that if we need to, and we also work with training them for their driver's license also.
Okay, thank you. Are there any questions for Mr. Etheridge while we have him up at the table? I will just mention I have respect for truck drivers, for semi-truck drivers, because I had an opportunity to do a few rounds at the State Fairgrounds parking lot with Northern Industrial Training. They actually said that that I got farther in my first lesson than some do. So maybe life after a legislature, being in the legislature might involve driving a truck, but it's pretty tricky. And Yeah, I have respect for those drivers. Senator Schauer.
Just, I think I should put it on the record, Madam Chair. It's to provide a little bit of levity, but your comment about hard work and what it tends to make kids maybe go, oh, maybe I need to go back to school after that. I would argue that our oldest son, Jonathan, went through this, and the Marines cured him of that problem. So the Armed Forces and other jobs like that that are tough can really help kids see what's really important in life and help their priorities. Just thought I'd mention that.
Yeah, thank you.
It really works, showing the real world out there.
Thank you, Mr. Etheridge, for your testimony. Online, we now have Aves Thompson, who has joined us. He provided invited testimony. I understand he had wanted to tell us something else. So, Mr. Thompson, welcome to the Senate Transportation Committee. Please state your name and affiliation for the record and proceed with your testimony.
Thank you, Madam Chairman, and the members of the committee. I'm Aves Thompson, Executive Director of the Alaska Trucking Association. The Alaska Trucking Association is a statewide organization representing the interests of our nearly 200 member companies from Barrow to Ketchikan. Freight movement is an essential element of our economy and impacts all of us today. I'm here again today to testify in support of Senate Bill 75. As I discussed in my earlier testimony, we believe that lowering the eligibility age for an intrastate CDL will provide a path for a young man or woman to start on their way to a truck driving career. The point I failed to make last time was that both intrastate and interstate drivers are subject to the same driver qualifications and the same medical, safety, and equipment rules. The state of Alaska adopts the federal rules by reference in the Alaska Administrative Code. I might also call your attention to the fact that an 18-year-old can be issued a commercial pilot's license. We believe the lowering of the intrastate age requirement to 18 allows a student to go from school right into training to be a professional truck driver. The CDL does not instantly create a professional truck driver, but it will create an opportunity. We think that this is a great opportunity for our young people, as well as building a larger driver pool to help satisfy the increased demand for commercial vehicle drivers. Again, to reiterate, there is a commercial driver shortage, which will only get worse if we begin a major project, and we believe the passage of Senate Bill 75 will help solve the problem in Alaska. And subsequently, when Congress passes a law lowering the interstate driving age, Alaska will be ready. The Alaska Trucking Association urges you to move Senate Bill 75 with favorable recommendations. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Thompson. Are there any questions for our testifier? Thank you for clarifying that the same qualifications and criteria are required for interstate. That's helpful. And the reminder about the aircraft pilot's license being at age 18. Those are good points to bring up. Appreciate that.
Madam Chair, I might also comment on Don Etheridge's testimony that this is not an easy test. This isn't something you just go in and study for a couple hours and ace the test. This requires some effort on the part of the applicant, and so just taking the test will demonstrate some commitment to hard work.
Senator Schauer has a question.
Thank you, Madam Chair. It actually just popped in my head. If this passes, because it sounds reasonable and I concur with the 18-year-old flying, I started flying at 14, actually. Had to wait to 17 just to get a private pilot's license so I could take passengers. So we don't want to restrict people's ability to start working, getting good jobs. How do you propose, or is there a plan, or has it been thought of, talked about, to get the word out? Because it's great to pass good bills that could really help people out, but then, you know, what 17- or 18-year-old has any idea there was a bill passed that they can get this job? How can we get that to where it's been spread through the school system so those kids will know that this is an option?
Well, we've worked with the King Tech Center here in Anchorage in the past, and we certainly would work with them again and look at the Anchorage School District as well as Fairbanks, Kenai, and other cities throughout Alaska and Juneau. And our members, of course, through word of mouth, will let it be known that an 18-year-old can take and can sit for the CDL test, both the written and the skills test. So we'll be pushing it and letting people know that there are alternatives.
Mr. Thompson, I might suggest, since you're an advocate and you say there's a shortage, I'd encourage you to, once this bill passes, and we hope it will over in the other body as well, that you make it known to highlight it to our Commissioner of the Department of Labor, Dr. Ledbetter, as well as the Commissioner of Education, Commissioner Johnson. No, that's not his name. It's
yep,
is that right?
That's it.
Oh.
You got it.
And because it would be good if all high schools across the state were aware of it, and all career unemployment offices, you know, any kind of career centers were aware of it. So good question, Senator Schauer. Any other comments or discussion? Senator Keel?
Thank you, Madam Chair. Just by way of comment, Mr. Thompson was kind enough to spend some time with my office and clarify for us some of the rules around, or I shouldn't say rules, some of the way that insurance works for businesses that hire these drivers. And the concern that prompted the question was, would the legislature, by lowering the eligibility age, raise every trucking company's insurance? The answer is clearly no. And Abe's just spent a bunch of time with my office making sure we understood how fine-grained that distinction was, and so I appreciate it.
Yeah, and thank you for getting that on the record. I think that is helpful. We certainly don't want to increase costs for trucking businesses at this point or other businesses that use commercial vehicles. Senator Schauer?
Sorry, one more. These questions pop in my head as another question. Oh, this is another good one. But it's what Senator Hughes and Keel just brought up, and this is for maybe somebody in the room or online. If somebody wants to do this but has a record because they can start driving at a younger age, would that prevent them? Because I know it's very tight. My brother drives CDL in Southeast U.S., and speeding tickets, other infractions can hamper severely your ability to get or lose the license. So, and it's probably helpful to get the message out to kids that want to do that so they're smarter, right? But if they have a record of some sort from driving, which is typical at that age, would that prevent them from being able to get the license?
Mr. Thompson, can you answer that?
Well, I'd say to an extent, yes. Number one, one of the biggest problems that we're going to face is the fact that marijuana is legal in Alaska. And from the federal standpoint, marijuana is not legal. And drug convictions could severely inhibit your ability to get a CDL. So live the good life, but stay away from drugs.
Good point. Thank you. I know that's impacted some other industries in our state as well. So thank you for that. I'm not Mr. Etheridge, would you like to respond to that as well? He's indicated, and so come on up and put yourself back on the record, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Don Etheridge with the AFL-CIO. If you're convicted of a DUI or any of those type of things or drugs, you have a five-year waiting period before you can even test for a CDL.
Okay, thank you. Any follow-up on that? All right, I'm not seeing any further comments, questions, discussion. So would the sponsor like to make any final comments on the bill at this point? No. Oh, there you are. Okay. I'm seeing that the sponsor would not like to make any further comments, so I will now ask the question, what is the will of the committee, Senator Schauer?
Madam Chair, I move Senate Bill 75, Work Order 31-LS0610-4/A with individual recommendations and attached zero fiscal note.
Is there any objection? I'm hearing none. So the bill will move from committee. We'll take a brief at ease at this point to sign the paperwork. Calling things back to order, we're going to move. We have moved SB 75, and now we're going to move on to Senate Bill 84, naming the Trooper Gabe Rich Memorial Bridge. And I'd like to welcome Senator Coghill's intern, Rodimus Mercado, to the table along with Reneva. And if you could each state your name for the record and tell us about your bill.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Reneva Moss, staff to Senator Coghill. I'm here, first of all, to apologize for Senator Coghill not being here. He's in the Ethics Committee today. It's an all-day meeting. And then second of all, just to introduce Rodimus Mercado, our intern, who is doing a tremendous job. He is carrying three bills, one of which was his brainstorm, and we've let him loose with it. But he is carrying two bridge bills that are honoring two fallen police officers, who state troopers who were murdered in Tanana. So I'd just like to introduce Rodimus.
For the record, Rodimus Mercado, through the chair, Senate Transportation Committee. This is Senate Bill number 84, and it's a very important bill. I came here a couple weeks ago to deal with SB 4, which was the Scott Johnson Memorial Bridge Bill, and this one is the partner with that one, Trooper Gabe Rich Memorial Bridge Bill. These two gentlemen, they both were amazing Alaska State Troopers, and I'm very honored that I was able to work with this and seeing this. The bridge number 392 over the Chattanooga River at mile 38.8 of the Steese Highway is the one that we're going to be renaming. I looked it up, and I have to be specific with that because there's actually two other bridges on that river. So it's the first one that you take when you make the right onto the Steese Highway that goes over the Chattanooga River. So Trooper Gabe Rich was a very, very admirable gentleman. He was actually very, very young, and his sacrifice to the Alaskan state is one that I hope the Alaskan people will never forget, especially this is just a very minute way that we can honor his memory and his time serving in Alaska. I did talk with his family, his parents, and his fiance at the time. They should be able to be available today for public testimony. And I also contacted Captain Wall, and those four should be available, hopefully. If not, if you have any questions for me about this, I'm here and willing to answer them. So here is SB 84.
Any questions from committee members? I will note in the packet is a photograph of the trooper that we're honoring, and sometimes that it's good to put a face with a name, and appreciate that you including that. I noticed that the fiscal note is zero. Can you speak to that? How will the signage be handled for the bridge?
Through the chair, Madam Chair, it says on the back of the fiscal note on the bottom that the sign fabrication and installation, it'll occur when we decide to do another update project for the bridge. So there won't be any sign until we decide to move forward with an update project or a highway project. We'll cover the cost with that project fund. So there will be no cost for us until whatever cost is given towards a highway project, which is already allocated by that project.
Okay, thank you. Do you have an indication from DOT when they might be doing an upgrade, just so the family might know how long of a waiting period before the sign might be replaced?
So Representative Tallarico of the other house, he is the one who's dealing more with this specific bill. This is kind of the companion bill for the Senate side, so he knows more of the information regarding DOT. I'm kind of just carrying it from this side, but I believe there is word that it should be within the next 5 years.
Okay, great. Thank you. Senator Schauer.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I just want to be clear, because I learned a lesson on the last bridge bill when I think you assumed that the family would just agree to it, and the wife actually was not a fan of naming the bridge. However, she, for lack of a better term, deferred to the community because it was a very popular thing and something that we kind of do almost as a tradition for fallen troopers and others. So I just want to be clear on the record this time, and having learned that lesson, to make sure the question has been asked, and it sounds like it has, that the family and those that this matters most to or were closest to him have in fact been asked, and they are supportive of this effort. Is that correct?
Through the chair, Senator Schauer, yes. I have contacted the family members, and I worked with them to make sure that this is something that they approved of. And as along with that, there are also four signature sheets filled with support for this. So overall support for the renaming of this bridge is very high.
Thank you.
Thank you for that. And those signature sheets are in our packet too. So thank you for highlighting that. Are there any further questions or comments? Well, at this point, anything, Reneva, additional you'd like to say before I open public testimony?
Thank you, Madam Chair. Reneva Moss. I did want to say that Brandy Johnson, we began discussing the bridge with her in October of last year, and she never did tell us that she was opposed to the bridge being named.
Okay, thank you. That's in regard to a different bill, but it's still related. So, Senator Schauer?
I just wanted on the record, too, to be clear, Reneva, I'm not accusing anybody or saying anything. That it was purely me. I was shocked. It was a lesson learned, that check first, and I never, like I said, I don't want to make it sound like you guys didn't do anything due diligence. This is for me, because I was shocked to think that, oh, and then she gave her testimony and was like, I don't want to see the bridge when I'm driving by. I'm like, boy, that makes sense, you know, so... just to be clear of the record, it was I'm asking.
Sure, it has been a very emotional process for Brandy Johnson, and I pray for her.
Thank you, Reneva. So, and thank you both for appearing before the committee. Good job, Rodimus. So, I am now going to open public testimony, and you can go ahead and take your seats. That way, you're not responsible for the public testimony. Okay, public testimony is open, and I have on line Angie Rich. Angie, welcome to the Senate Transportation Committee this afternoon. Please state your name for the record and proceed with your testimony.
Hi, my name is Angie Rich. I am calling to testify on behalf of Trooper Rich's family. We are definitely in support of Senate Bill 84. Rodimus has been in contact with us and very careful and very diligent on working with us to make sure that this is something that we wanted and something that we were in support of and something that we were able to be a part of. We've been very included throughout this process, and it's something that's really important to us because along with Gabe's memory, it's something that we know will be there long after we're gone, long after everyone that knew Gabe is no longer here. His name will definitely not be forgotten, and it will be remembered in a more positive way, I guess. For us as a family, it's been really hard seeing Gabe's name attached to his death. It would be really nice to see his name memorialized on something peaceful, like a bridge overlooking a river, and honored in a way that we remember him, and just something more traditional to Alaska, I guess. And it definitely represents a big part of Gabe's childhood and a place that he liked to travel to. And so for us, it's a monument that we could definitely support.
Thank you, Angie, for your testimony today, and thank you for the sacrifice that you've made also in this, and we appreciate your testimony, and for all that Gabe did to help our state be a safer place. And we're sorry about the tragedy, and I know I personally am happy to support this bill and the naming of the bridge. Are there any comments or anything for Angie? We'll move then to Ronald Wall. Ronald, welcome to the Senate Transportation Committee. Please state your name and affiliation for the record and proceed with your testimony.
Yes, ma'am. It's Ronald Wall. I'm a captain with the Alaska State Troopers, and I am in Fairbanks, Alaska. Madam Chair, I appreciate the opportunity to testify on this bill. I'm going to testify on behalf of the agency, and there's a lot to be said about Trooper Rich. You know, he was a joy to work with. He worked with us for 3.5 years. He worked with us in a neighboring agency of North Pole Police Department prior to that. So we had a lot of contact with Gabe before he was hired by the Alaska State Troopers. Gabe was afforded the opportunity. He worked patrol. He worked rural. And then he was pending a transfer to Southeast Alaska. We can say a lot of things about Gabe. You know, being an outstanding trooper, but some of the things that this panel should know is that Gabe was also an exceptional father, and he was, for lack of a better word, he was a joker, and he brought joy and happiness to those people around him and with those people that he served as well. So that's what I would like this committee to know, and that the department supports this bill.
Thank you, Captain Wall. I'm not seeing any hands raised at this point. Thank you for your service, your daily service, and thank you for giving us a window in who Gabe was. He sounds like he was indeed a wonderful man and colleague. Next, I have David Rich calling in from Fairbanks. Welcome to the Senate Transportation Committee, Mr. Rich. Please state your name for the record and proceed with your testimony.
David Rich. I originally said that I'd just be available for questions, but I just have to say that I echo what Angie said, that Patty and I and Angie are all proud that the state is going to step up and do this, and it's going to be something that will live on with us as we travel to and from Central and cross that bridge. And it'll be nice for other people to be able to see Gabe's name and remember him. And I hope that there aren't anybody that has any, you know, negative things to say about this. I hope it's something that can be done quickly. And that's all I have to say. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Rich. And are you Gabe's father?
I am.
Okay. Thank you, too, for your sacrifice and losing a son. I think that must be one of the hardest things a person can go through. So thank you for allowing him and raising a son that would step up into such a role of sacrifice. So thank you. I'm not seeing any questions or comments at this point for you, Mr. Rich. So thank you today for joining us. I'm not seeing anyone else online. Is there anyone in the room that would like to testify on SB 84? Seeing none, I'll close public testimony. And any further discussion from committee members? We're going to hold this bill at this point, and I expect we'll bring it back up in the near future to pass it out. Our next transportation meeting will be on Tuesday, April 2nd. And seeing no more business before the committee today, we will adjourn and let the record reflect the time is 1:59 p.m.